Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good day so far. Sorry for the slight delay. Hey, I've got a message today about do not let your emotions give Satan a foothold. We'll talk a little more about that. But don't let your emotions give Satan a foothold. So that verse is Ephesians 4:27. Anger gives a foothold to the devil. So in every quarrel, an unseen spiritual war is going on behind the scenes. You know, just think about every argument you might have had, every fight you might have had with your spouse or with your family member. There's something going on behind the scenes, this spiritual war, when that happens. So at the surface, a quarrel may seem minor. You may think you're arguing about who didn't take out the garbage or who left their clothes on the floor. But at a deeper level, Satan is trying to create chaos and divide. He's trying to create distractions and destruction in your relationship. He is behind the scenes. He's taking every opportunity to produce conflict in your life. You won't have peace in your life if you think you're fighting only with another person. You are fighting against spiritual forces. Satan is not seen, but he is real. He is the source behind all conflict. Again, Ephesians 4:27 says, anger gives a foothold to the devil. Anger always gives Satan something to hold on to in your life. Anytime you get angry and use harmful words, you open the door for Satan to get a foothold in your emotions and to try to create chaos. You can't have healthy relationships if you have uncontrolled and chaotic emotions. Just think when you become angry, Satan is at the ready with an arsenal of hurtful words that he plans in your mind. He stokes your pride. He makes you think that you must be right or have the last word. He keeps you from seeing or caring about the hurt that you're causing. How do you fight against that kind of power? You've got to resist the devil. When you realize you're about to get into a quarrel with someone, be aware that Satan has a plan to upset you. He wants you to be stressed, angry, and hurt. Satan will use any negative emotion in your life to destroy your peace. But you don't have to let him do that. We don't want to unwittingly give Satan an opening for more mischief. We are not oblivious to his sly ways. That's 2 Corinthians 2:11. If you don't know how Satan schemes, then you will be outwitted time and time again. But now you know that when you get angry and use hurtful words, you're giving Satan a foothold in your life and your relationship. So you'll be able to stop the quarrel before it starts. The next time you're tempted to respond in anger, make the choice to speak life and love instead. Just think about that. Every time you get angry, just think, Satan is going, oh yeah, here we go, I got this. I think back to arguments that and quarrels that I've had with family members and others, and I see Satan's signature in all that. Every time, I see him right in the middle of it. And we've got to try to do our best to not let him win, because if we fall into that trap, he wins every single time. Let's pray. Lord, we love you, and we're so thankful that you are in control, God. We are thankful that no matter what, we know who wins in the end, and it's you. We know that Satan is absolutely real, and Satan's whole desire is to seek, kill, and destroy on this earth. Please protect us from the evil that's out there, God. Please help us not to fall into his trap. Please guide us, lead us, protect us. God, I pray for everybody on this call. I pray that this message on this Thanksgiving really resonated with each and every person. And God, I just pray that we are better because of this message today. We love you so much. We're so thankful. Thank you for this Thanksgiving week where we give all our thanks to you. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.